It's 5 minutes with me.
Howdy, friends. Welcome to 5 minutes with me. We're going to do a little 3 week sub series on teenage brains. So let's dive in with this first one, specifically going to talk about identity formation and brains of young teens. So if you put a 9-year-old girl in front of a mirror and ask her to describe herself, her description will most likely be limited to two categories. Physical characteristics she sees: I have black hair and green eyes, I'm a little bit short. And specific characteristics other people have observed about her: I have a bubbly personality and I'm really talkative. Place a 16-year-old girl in the same position, you'll get a very different kind of response. In addition to the 9-year-old's concrete responses, what can be seen and what others have observed, are her own perceptions, who she perceives herself to be and who she perceives herself to be in other people's eyes. This shift is directly tied to cognitive development and the new ability to think in third person, to form an opinion or a viewpoint of oneself from a third person perspective. And all the more abstract to consider what others must think of me, who others think I am. That third person thinking ability, a massive developmental gift from God, a reflection of our Imago Dei, is one of the most significant factors in faith development. And it is, at its core, the means of identity formation. Some might say young teens aren't capable of abstract thinking. And I say, hogwash! It's true, young teens hardly focus on abstract thinking the majority of the time, but their ability to switch abstract thinking on and off makes middle school ministry exhilarating and challenging. Think of it this way. A seventh grade guy, in a shining moment of abstract reasoning, briefly entertains the notion that he's not only who people have told him he is. He momentarily considers, probably in a very unarticulated manner, that he's not only what he does, that there's more to him, and that he can play a role in choosing who he's becoming. Then the abstract thinking wires separate and he's back to thinking concretely. With any luck, his previous abstract idea, I can become a guy who's seen as a leader, travels with him to the land of black and white and turns for a time into a concrete thought: I'm a leader. I saw this one Sunday morning recently while chatting with an eighth grade girl from the worship team of my church's middle school ministry. She had just told me that she reads a chapter of the Bible every night, and I asked her why. Her response was, because I'm a worship leader and I need the Bible to help me with that. In some ways, her reasoning was extremely concrete. I am this, so I need to do that. An 18-year-old would have nuanced that response a bit more, but this girl's response also was drawing from her experience of sparking the hot wires of abstract thinking. At some point, she perceived herself as a budding worship leader, not only because she was playing a role on the worship team, but because it was an aspect of her developing identity. That's why, my middle school ministry friends, I think of our role so often in terms of stewardship. When I was a young adult, I spent the weekends of 1 year crewing on a racing sailboat, and my job on the team, on the crew, was to fly the spinnaker, that large and colorful sail out in front of the boat. The spinnaker is only used when the wind is coming from behind the boat, making the other sails much less useful. The other sails, when they have wind in them, they push the sailboat. The spinnaker pulls a sailboat. And the trick of flying a spinnaker is that it doesn't have a fixed edge as other sails do, which are connected to that big upright pole in the middle of the sailboat called a mast. Instead, when flying a spinnaker, I stood on the side of the boat with one line in each hand. I only watched the sail because I constantly had to make minor adjustments to keep it as full as possible. That's a great picture of middle school ministry, particularly as we consider identity formation and early adolescent development. Just as I was the steward of that spinnaker, you and I get to play a role in stewarding these earliest months and years of young teens perceiving themselves. As our young students unfurl their sails, let's help them understand that they are lovingly created children of God, so this abstract concept will become a foundation of their identities.
Hey folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years. And I've just see regularly in front of my very eyes, see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level 2 cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.